Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for joining me. Can you believe it's been 3 decades since Little Shop of Horrors made its debut? It's true. And we caught up with George Salazar, who's playing Seymour at the Pasadena Playhouse. George, Little Shop of Horrors turns 30 this year. I feel like it never really went away.
It never really went away. It's kind of one of those musicals that has stayed with us over the years. You know, I grew up with Little Shop, and it was actually the show that got me involved and interested in theater back in high school. I played Seymour in my junior year of high school, and I haven't touched it since. And so I'm really happy to be in Pasadena doing this production with such a incredibly electric and epic cast, and also telling the story in a way that that I don't know has been done before. You know, we're trying to breathe new life into this thing.
How?
And well, for one, our Audrey, MJ Rodriguez, is an incredibly talented trans actress. I am honored to share the stage with her. She is doing beautiful work in the show, and we have such a great time together, a really nice chemistry. We have Amber Riley from Glee. She's playing the voice of Audrey too, and so we're having a plant that's voiced by a woman, and so I feel like we're finding new ways initially pre-production of kind of retelling the story.
That's cool.
And now that we're in the room, we're focusing on on making these characters feel as real and grounded as possible. You know, like what happens if a alien plant enters the life of ordinary down on their luck people in Skid Row, you know, like
right.
Rather than portraying cartoon characters, these are real human beings who are suddenly faced with this thing that's kind of changing their lives. And like, how do you let yourself go into that? And also like, you know, how does Seymour start to make, these like really horrible decisions of like killing people to keep this plant going and to keep his rise of success on track.
I love that you're making it relevant to today. You know, make it more relatable to everybody.
100%.
Do you think it will scare kids?
It might. It might, but it also might not. You know, we're also reimagining how the plant is puppeted. And so, you know, rather than having one guy sit on a bucket inside of a giant plant puppet, we have a team of 5 brilliant puppeteers. And so, you know, I can't speak much more on that because it's kind of a huge surprise.
Okay.
How we're going to be doing this. But I think the plant is just drastically different in a really cool and exciting way. I don't think that kids would be too scared. You know, I don't know that it's like a show for like 4-year-olds.
Right, right.
But I definitely think that like, you know, a tween situation might really enjoy the show.
Did you talk to Rick Moranis, or do you think he's going to be there, who played the original?
You know, I just am coming off the heels of a Broadway show called Be More Chill, and our final performance played on August 11th, which was like literally a week before I flew out to Pasadena. So not much downtime for me, but Rick was there. Rick came to the final performance.
Cool.
And I got to meet him, and I told him I was playing Seymour in Pasadena, and he got super excited. I certainly invited him. We'll see if he comes. He's a family man these days, so I think he's quite busy. But
yeah. Well, you're busy. That's amazing. You get off Broadway and you hop a plane, and now you're going to be in Pasadena at that iconic venue. I love that theater.
I'm in love with this theater. It's gorgeous and beautiful. It's so steeped with rich history. And yeah, it's like I said, it really feels like quite the honor to be doing this show in 2019 with this cast in this theater.
Why do you think Little Shop of Horrors has lasted the test of time? 30 years.
Well, with a score by Alan Menken, I don't think you can go wrong there. He's been onto the, like, you know, the recipe for success when it comes to writing music that tells a story. And so I think the music itself has withstood the test of time. It kind of exists in a genre of its own, you know, this sci-fi musical comedy. So I think that that's been a huge thing. But also, you know, like a lot of us, you know, the movie came out in 1986. That's the year that I was born.
You're so young, George. You're so young. Don't even. I think I have to hang up now.
I didn't give the address for the website yet.
No, I'm totally kidding.
There's a certain charm that this musical has. It's extraordinary things happening to very ordinary people. And I think that we look to stories like that as like for hope. Weirdly, like a Little Shop thing provided hope for me. The idea that like someone can grow up in Skid Row in the dumps, mm-hmm. and then, you know, find success and find happiness. The ways that which Seymour, you know, obtains that stuff is kind of dark and mysterious. Yeah, I think that from the beginning, it's they're just very relatable characters, you know.
And it's quirky and original. You know, I always like original. It's so out there that I think, like you said, it's not a cult classic, but it is so original that I think generation after generation after generation can keep kind of enjoying it.
Absolutely. Little Shop sparked this love of sci-fi musicals for me, and the show I just did on Broadway, Be More Chill, is also a sci-fi musical, and it really takes from Little Shop, and it kind of honors Little Shop in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. It's also a very Faustian plot, and so to have gone from, like, you know, a musical comedy with sci-fi roots, no pun intended, or maybe pun intended, in 2019, written in 2019, to then go to one that was written, you know, in the 80s,
yeah.
and giving it a 2019 spin is like the dream of dreams.
Okay, not to be so naive, maybe I should know this, but did they just call you and say, we want you for this part, or do you have to audition? And if so, how many people auditioned?
The story of this is pretty insane. Like, I, through Be More Chill, was doing a lot of press, and in interviews I was asked very often, like, what's your dream role? And I always said Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors. And
wow.
I said, I want to do Little Shop with either one of my best friends, Lauren Marcus, or a trans actress of color. And then we posted our closing notice for Be More Chill. And apparently, the director and our casting director, Mike Donahue and Ryan over at Telsey and Company, they had discussed how great it would be if they could get me to do the show, but I was contracted to do Be More Chill on Broadway, and so it wasn't on the table. The day of the closing notice, they contacted my reps and said, would George be interested in doing Little Shop in Pasadena? My managers didn't know that the show had posted closing by that point. So they were like, no, he's doing a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, not anymore. And so they reached out
Wow.
And pitched this idea to me of like a Little Shop with MJ Rodriguez as your Andre and Amber Riley as your Plant. And I met with the director. We had coffee in New York, and he pitched me basically an experimental production of Little Shop of Horrors in LA with an amazing cast. And I was in 100%. So then I made travel plans and packed up my life and moved out here.
George, don't be humble. How often does that happen?
Not very often.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty. I really feel like the universe is on my side with this one, and so I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so thrilled to like work my butt off to make sure that I and the rest of the cast are putting on like the show of the decade.
We can't wait to see it. We can't
Thanks.
Wait. You need to go buy a lottery ticket right now because it is your lucky
I think
year.
You're right.
You can split it with me. Okay.
Okay. Great. I'll pay commission to you for sure.
Okay, George. We can't wait to see it. Little Shop of Horrors, Pasadena Playhouse.
We run September 17th through October 20th.
For more information, you can check out PasadenaPlayhouse.org. I'm Maggie McKay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.